Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's reflect on a brilliant night at the Liverpool Echo Arena last weekend. Loads of Scousers involved and plenty making great headlines, including Rocky Fielding, who added the Commonwealth Super Middleweight title to his British strap in what was an explosive opening round. Morning, Rocky.
Morning, mate.
What a performance. The best performance of your career today?
Yeah, I mean... That, like, going off obviously the last performances and that, like, my last fight, it's definitely, you know, fight the performance that I needed. But it all went to plan, and I was unhappy with it.
You said you had some demons to get rid of. What were these demons in your head?
This guy who interviewed me said about demons. I didn't mention it. It was him who mentioned it, so I just went along with it, really. But,
right.
Yeah, no, but it was no demon. I needed a good performance. You know, where I want to get to in the next 18 months or so, or this year, or next. You know, is a performance that I needed to deliver. And as I said before, going off my last two performances have been close points on the scorecard of things, and you could perform better than that, and it was just getting it right on Saturday, which I did, and I knew I would be back to what I was doing previous to the two fights before.
I mean, David Brophy is no mean contender, is he? You knew you were going to be up against a tough competitor. Was it always your plan to try and finish him off in the first round?
Oh, no, it was just everything just like went to, like, you know, the build up when I was just training, and just that feeling of knowing you have that feeling, you know, like, this is it now. And, you know, I've just had a good feeling all through the weekend. As I said, I sparred Brophy a lot, a good few times. So that gave me a bit more extra confidence. Because before he flew out and fought for the Commonwealth title, I was his last spar. So he had 10 days before the fight. So that was him at his best 10 days before a fight. I was 12 weeks out from a fight, so what I've done in the spa, I kind of took the confidence from that. Whereas if I'm ready in a 10-week camp and it comes to the fight, little gloves, sharp, strong, I know I could have done. I had, like, within six rounds in my head.
Right.
Just to... But I know that he was tough. I knew early on he'd be, you know, what I thought he'd be, you know, early on he's fresh, strong, so it's going to be, you know, around the six where I can start picking up. But as I said, it was the first round, so it was a bonus.
Did he say anything afterwards to you about maybe that he was a little bit surprised with how quickly he'd sort of dominated?
Well, I'd seen an interview, but what happened, I went in to see him, and he'd gone for the drug test, and then when he come in to see me, I was gone for my drug test, and then when I went back to see after Mama to see him, he'd left the changing room, so we missed each other.
Right.
But I seen him too. But he was like saying he was going to try and drag me to the late rounds, and that's when he thought he'd have his success. I just knew that I could do a good job on him, and I just had a feeling all week, as I said, and now that I went with last 10 weeks with Jamie Morton, everything just refreshed me, and I just felt back to where I should be.
It all came together at the right time. So what's next for you, Rocky? I know Eddie Hearn has talked about a possible shot at the European champion. Would that suit you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, as originally stand, like when I was supposed to fight Jamie Cox this last Saturday, he kind of mentioned that the winner would fight for the European title. And so with the opponent being changed, I was, you know, still thinking it would be. But yeah, I think it is. I think I need to be honest. I think I need to get these next level, European level, or, you know, a really good international top rank fighter. I think that's what I need next. That's, you know, I've not saying I'm past any like British level. I mean, I say I've won a British title, I've defended it. So then I've fought a good few British top 10 fighters, top 15 fighters in the past as well. So I think, yeah, it's time now to move on to that European level and see where I can get from there. But yeah, you mentioned after the fight that, you know, there's a slot on the Bellew Hay card, and so that'll be brilliant if that can
happen. You wouldn't mind that, would you?
Oh, definitely not. I went to the last one, sat there and just thinking about it, like, oh, you know, just getting away, fighting away in a different arena, and, like, you know, I fought in the MEN and I fought in the Echo, and then, you know, the next like, biggest one is obviously the O2 in London, and, you know, that'll be great to be on that on such a big card as well.
And I thought on that rematch, would it be the same result as again, Tony Bellew?
I think so, yeah. I mean, probably even be like, in a better fashion. I'd be honest, like, I thought, like anyone else, he thought, like, if he doesn't get a man, if hey, then Bellew would take it later on. And I just, Bellew come out, and his footwork, his boxing for the heavyweight at the size of him and everything, he just boxed great. And if he can do that again, and he knows like he took Hayes best, so he can probably take a few more chances and do a better job. But yeah, I think Bellew will take her, I think, in a better style.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.